1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy. With
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the first round of the WPIAL Class 2A playoffs, as we have ourselves a great game to kick off the postseason competition between the 8-seeded California Trojans and the 9-seeded Freedom Area Bulldogs. Welcome into the broadcast. I'll be Ethan Spizarski. I'll be the one sitting with you, talking to you and displaying this game as we've got ourselves a really close matchup between two teams in Class 2A, as Trojans reside in 2A Section 1, Freedom residing in 2A Section 2. These teams, this will be the first meeting of the year. It's an all-important one. Win and move on, lose and go home. As we continue to carry on, we want to thank all of our sponsors for today's contest. By Washington County College Center, operated by Communications College of Beaver County. The Camera Bartola for Pennsylvania State Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Washington and Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, a proud to support students and families throughout the area. And finally, the Valley View Farm, the premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. We'll step aside real quick before we transition into our quick visit Green County pregame show and then our ball game between Freedom and California.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Welcome in again here into a prime, gorgeous day at Peterswood Park in Peters Township, Pennsylvania. Again, Ethan Spizarski alongside with you as we work through our starting lineups here for our Visit Green County pregame show for the number 9-seeded Freedom Area Bulldogs. Going in order, it'll be number 4, Nick Fessler, starting center fielder, leading things off. Colton Blank will play at short and bat second. Mason O'Donnell will play second, bat third. Zach Kuntz will be out in right field batting fourth and then batting fifth and catching Anthony Tadeo. Batting sixth is Garrett Jurkowski, who will also be pitching for the Bulldogs. Then your bottom three, Xavier Robbins playing third, Johnny Davis at first, and Logan Meyer will be DHing, as we will get ourselves right into it. Starting on the mound today for the Trojans will be a very important player who's going to look to carry on a very impressive season, Weston Monticelli. So far this year, a 2.92 ERA. He is 4-0 here and is going to make his seventh appearance of the season for the Trojans, a team that finished off their regular season on the right foot with a very impressive comeback win against Chartiers Houston. While the Freedom Area Bulldogs, while the lower seed, are the reigning 2A champions of Class 2A in the WPAL. Monticelli sends the first pitch home to Fessler. High and away for a ball. First pitch here, 4:01 is our official start time, and we are underway here once again
at Peterswood Park as this one's going to be lifted out to left field. Daniels has to make a running and diving catch in on the play. He ranges in to get the game's first out. Line drive out to left field to kick off our ball game by Nick Fessler. And now this will bring up the shortstop, Colton Blank. Colton Blank now steps in, the right-handed batter. He shows bunt against Monticelli, and then he'll line one foul quickly on the first pitch. Be the first strike of this at-bat.
I'm not going to lie, Ethan, I forgot I had a headset. I was so busy trying to get him centered making that catch. Spectacular catch.
That pitch rain on the inside portion of the zone, so it is now a 1-1 count. Another pitch misses outside on the right portion of the zone on Colton Blank, so now it's a 2-1 count on him. Blank this season batting .275 in his 43 plate appearances. He skies this one foul, so the count reigns even at 2-2. Your 8-9 matchup to kick off a lot of games that will be played over the next 2 days for baseball in the WPIAL is Blank skies another one foul, this one into his own dugout, and count will stay at 2-2. Blank this season only has 5 RBIs to his name, and he's tallied 5 runs in the process. As he's going to dribble this one foul again, the second consecutive foul ball he's sliced. He's now hit 5 in this at bat. Eager to get off and started for freedom. For your California Trojans, the starting events working from left to right. You have Daniels in left field, Weston in center, and Raichichar in right. Then from third to first base, Szymanski, Gillen, Grodz, and Hartley. Carpenter doing the catching, and then Monticelli on the bump for the Trojans. His off-speed pitch high and away. That will give our make our count full here on the second batter of the game for Colton Blank. Blank sends one inside for ball 4. So after the 5 foul balls we've seen, Blank's able to force himself a free pass over to first. This will bring up Mason O'Donnell, starting second baseman at A. O'Donnell this year batting .346 in his 65 plate appearances. This will be his 19th game of the year. He also leads the team in hit by pitches. He's been hit by 5 pitches this year, trying to help Frieden get on the board early on and repeat and get the school's second WPIL championship. Again, they won last year with a low score of 1-0 against Our Lady of Sacred Heart at EQT Park a year ago. First pitch misses outside for ball 1 by Monticelli.
Ethan, you were at that game, weren't you?
I was. I was at that game. It was a much tighter Nick game. 3-1-0 final scores last year in 3 of the 6 WPIL championships.
Wow.
O'Donnell slices this one foul. Count will run even at 1. Yeah, there were 3 games last year that finished with a 1-0 score, including the first game of the last year in 6A, and then 3A also had a 1-0 score, and then 2A also had a 1-0 score. There was also a no-hitter in that 2A game as O'Donnell lets this off-speed pitch slice off the right portion of the zone for a 2-1 count. Monticelli has a base runner on first base. That's Colton Blank. He'll check over there now. Now turns attention home to O'Donnell. The 2-1 pitch is skied high, well foul quickly, so counts even again at 2-2, and this is now the 14th pitch thrown so far by Monticelli. He only has the 1 out to show for it. This will check over back at first. Colton Blank got the free pass here at the second batter of the game, and now he's working with O'Donnell as third. This one sliced foul. Forced Cal to get the fielder's choice over at second base, and to get Blank. O'Donnell reaches safely over at first, so he'll reach on via the fielder's choice. So there's 2 down for the Bulldogs. And now they'll bring up Zach Kuntz, who is the starting right fielder today. Kuntz batting .448 for this team. He's also been hit by 3 different pitches this season in his 64 plate appearances. Monticelli checks back over towards O'Donnell, who gets back safely onto the bag. Kuntz this year, 19 RBIs to his name. No home runs for himself. He's also played to 14 runs as he sends this one up the middle between two Trojans of Gillen and Grotz. And now there are two Bulldogs on the base pads with our game's first hit of the day. And now this brings up Anthony Tadeo, the starting catcher for Freedom Area. The out is at any base out in the infield. Luckily for the Trojans, if they need to tag onto a bag. Carpenter now runs out to the bump to talk to Monticelli before bringing up Tadeo. Freedom Area this year, a little bit of a different year from last because they're no longer, for pun intended purposes, the underdog. The Bulldogs last year came into the WPIO playoffs and stunned the world, being able to go all the way to the WPIO championship and win in Class 2A. This year, though, they started off on a three-game losing streak. They then went on a four-game winning streak, and ever since then, it's just been hot and cold the remainder of the year as the Bulldogs here in Round 1 look to advance early on against a hot California Trojans team, which is on a three-game win streak at the moment, defeating Brownsville and Chartres Houston twice in that span. Monticelli now stands back in the mump, ready to go with two Bulldogs on the base pads. His first pitch into Tadeo is skied high in foul territory, but playable. Jumping to make the catch over the railing is Logan Hartley. A mightily impressive grab by Hartley over the first base wall. So that will be a foul out to Hartley, but that retires the side. No runs were scored off the one hit. Zero errors. And we do have two Bulldogs left on the base pads to kick off our top of the first. We transition now to the bottom of the first inning, where California looks to respond in their first time on the offensive side when we return here on the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage, man?
That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
The majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
If you're base...
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Welcome back into the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network, bringing you Class 2A Round 1 Whipple Baseball between Freedom and California. We now transition to the bottom of the first inning, where the Trojans will get their first crack here today. Going through their starting lineup, batting first will be the pitcher Weston Monticelli. Batting second will be Caden Weston, who's starting out in center field. Logan Hartley will be batting third and standing at first. Eli Carpenter does the catching and bats fourth. Chase Szymanski will starting over third and batting fifth. Batting sixth will be Parker Gillen at and the starting shortstop. Batting seventh, Ian Grotz starting at second base. Batting eighth will be Owen Rechichar out in right field. And then the ninth will be our Landon Abercrombie, the designated hitter. He'll be hitting for Easton Daniels, who near the top of all these frames will be out in left field for the Trojans. The Trojans this year are seeking their seventh WPIL title, with their first title coming back in 1983 and their last one in 2019.
Pitcher Weston Monticelli.
And now Weston Monticelli comes back up to bat for the Trojans. He's batting .349 this year in his 74 plate appearances. He has 9 RBIs to his name along with 22 hits. Still looking for his first home run. No Trojan this year has recorded a home run as of yet. And on the mound will be Juratarski for Freedom Areas. His first pitch is going to hit off the inside of the kneecap of Monticelli, who now trots his way to first. The Trojan dugout is excited. They have continued to carry on their hype from last week in a key win over Chartres Houston. That bench is as electric and vocal as any bench in the WPIL. And now Caden Weston will come up here on the second pitch. Thrown in Freedom area. Thoughts they caught Monticelli a little too eager on the base pads, and instead Monticelli gets back safely with a head-first dive at first. So Weston still waits for his first pitch of the day. And that second pitch is going to get away out from the first baseman of Davis, and Monticelli now will slide into second base safely. So before Caden Weston has seen a single pitch, Weston Monticelli gets his way to second with still no outs recorded for the Bulldogs.
That's just the danger of the pickoff. You risk throwing one away, and that's exactly what happened there, and the runner's able to advance 90 feet.
Drew Dorofsky has a 3.9 ERA this year for the Freedom Area Bulldogs. He's pitched 41 innings, and this will be his 11th start as Weston swings to the first pitch he sees and misses for strike one. It's only the second pitch thrown so far for Drew Tarowski. Drew Tarowski checks second, now deals home. Pitch misses upstairs for ball one, counts even at 1-1. For Caden Weston this year, he bats 415 in his 20th game played. He as well as 14 RBIs, looks for 15 as it's Monticelli on second base with no outs. This one's fouled back towards the backstop, and the count now quickly to 1-2. Now Drew Tarowski looks for his first out of the inning and an effective way to deal with it at the plate. As now we have a pause in play as Monticelli ties his shoe at second base. Here in the bottom of the first inning, it was California to retire Freedom in five batters. The Bulldogs had two runners on early on, but Cal able to get out of the trouble, but they're causing some here as this one's going to be skied well foul out towards the parking lot down the left field line. Speaking of the lines here at the Peterswood Park in Peters Township, PA, it's 300 feet down the right field line, 315 down left, and dead center is 360. Those are your dimensions here in Peters Township. Drew Tarowski checks second, and this is another foul ball by Weston, so the count stays at 1-2. Still nobody out here for the Trojans as they'll look to strike early. Their last time out against Chartres Houston, they won 9-7, but they scored six of their runs in the last two innings of that ball game. Drew Tarowski now sends this one home as Weston lines one down the line, but it curves foul, so he'll have to retreat back and do it again. The count still is at 1-2, and Drew Tarowski will be prepared to pitch his eighth pitch here with still nobody out for California. Again, Weston Monticelli reached on the first pitch when he got hit. Then two checkups later over at first base, he was able to get all the way to second base off the error by Drew Tarowski. He now pitches one high inside in on Weston, so the count now goes to 2-2 after the handful of foul balls. California continues to be vocal in cheering on Weston, who looking for his 15th RBI of the season. It'll be the first of the postseason as the 2-2 pitch comes in, and just getting enough of it's Weston. That off-speed pitch almost had him, and Drew Tarowski gives a smirk as he just missed off that one. It was a last-second swing by Weston to stay alive, and he did just that. Count still at 2-2, and Drew Tarowski looks to retire Weston at home. He'll check at second. And now he deals home. That one just missing off the right portion of the zone. Drew Tarowski wanted that one, but he won't get it. Instead, the count will run full at 3-2. So with a runner on second of Monticelli, it's Weston at home. Drew Tarowski gets ready to send the payoff pitch home. Checks second, deals home. This one grounded down the left field line. Freedom Area will elect to go to get the fielder's choice and retire Weston, but it is going to be Monticelli who makes his way to third. So with one out, the Trojans have a runner just 90 feet away. And now this brings up Logan Hartley, arguably the Trojans' best batter this year. Logan Hartley batting .328 in his 20 games, now his 20 games he's played in 73 plate appearances, 20 RBIs, 19 hits to his name. He's helped score 22 runs as well. Hartley got the start last time out against Chartres Houston when he went 6 1/3 innings. Did allow the 7 runs, but when it mattered most, he put down the Bucks in order. As he takes first pitch for a strike, just glancing on the left third of the zone. 0-1 count to Hartley now. Still just the one out with a runner on third for the Trojans. That runner is Weston Monticelli. Drew Dorarski sends one. Hartley dribbles it over to first base. He'll elect to tag out Hartley, but in the process, Monticelli wastes no time. He comes home for the game's first run, and California leads 1-0 here with just two outs in the bottom of the first.
Now batting the catcher, number one.
So now Elijah Carpenter steps up to the plate, the starting catcher today for the Trojans with two outs and no runners on anymore, but he does have the one run his team has showed for it. As Drew Dorarski will try to just leave this inning with the one run that scored it. Carpenter swings at one low in the turf for strike one. Carpenter this year for his team batting .362. He has 21 RBIs and 21 hits as well this season. Carpenter skies one high in on the infield back towards us, but this one will go foul behind the press box here. And all of a sudden, it's an 0-2 count for Drew Dorarski, who's just one strike from getting out of what started as a very scary bottom of the first inning for him. Drew Dorarski set, deals the 0-2 pitch, and this one's fouled, so we'll go at least one more. Monticelli threw 17 pitches in the top of the first inning, and we'll see Drew Dorarski throw his 17th pitch here. We'll see if both of these pitchers will deal the same amount of pitches through one inning of work, with the key factor being Cal scoring the first run of the game. That one just missing outside on the right corner of the zone. Counts now still 1-2. Carpenter looking for the Trojans' first hit of the game. Monticelli got on via the hit by pitch, and that's another one that misses off the right third of the zone. So two consecutive balls after the 0-2 count by Drew Dorarski. The 2-2 pitch comes home, and another one fouled off in front of the Freedom Area dugout. So the count stays at 2-2, And in the first inning, Drew Dorarski at the minimum will have thrown potentially 20 pitches. Not an ideal start for the Bulldogs, who are looking to repeat as Class 2A champions, the defending champions of the Whipple 2A. California looking for their 7th WPIL title. As Carpenter swings at one into the turf, it bounces over to Robbins, who turns it over to Davis for the 5-3 ground out. And that will retire the side. But in the process, it was California to score one run off the no hits. One error there by the Bulldogs, and no Trojans were left on base. We've played through one inning, and we'll go now to the top of the second inning here on the NFHS Network of the WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Welcome back to Peterswood Park in Peters Township, Pennsylvania. It's a 1-0 lead for the Trojans as Weston Monticelli has come out for a second inning of work and threw two pitches of his first batter of Garrett Jutarski. It's a 1-1 count. He's working quickly as he'll throw his third pitch, and this one sent well foul off the right field line for the 1-2 count. California last week against Chartiers Houston at times would pick up its tempo in pitching. We're seeing it here as there is not even 10 seconds going by in between each of these pitches as that fourth pitch misses outside for ball two, counts even at 2-2. Garrett Jutarski up. He is the starting pitcher today, but when he's the one batting, he's batting .300 this year as he sends one and lines it right over to Szymanski at third base for the lineout. So a quick first out for the Trojans is now this will bring up Xavier Robbins, the starting third baseman today for the Bulldogs. Robbins this year batting .250 in his 53 plate appearances. This will be his 18th game he's played. Only 9 RBIs to his name. He has scored, though, 13 runs. Monticelli back to work here against Robbins. His first pitch here high and upstairs for ball one. We talked about the Trojans in their 3-game winning streak in that process. They've scored 17 runs, and they've outscored their opponents 17-8. As Monticelli sends another one in, and this one's fouled by Robbins for a 1-1 count. However, before that, the Trojans on a 3-game losing streak as they lost to Ringgold and Fort Cherry twice. One of those Fort Cherry games, that second loss on April 28th to the Red Rangers, came in 8 innings, and they lost 12-7. As Robbins sends this one on a charge out to left field, but it's going to be settled right to Daniels, who camps under to make the catch for the second out. And now this brings up Johnny Davis, the 8th batter in the lineup for the Bulldogs, starting at first base today.
So, Ethan, you said opponents have scored 8 runs in the last 3 games against Cal. I believe 7 of those were against, or 7 of those were Shar Houston against California.
Now, last game of the regular season, 7 of those 8 runs did come against the Bucks. The Bucks scored 7 runs in the first 4 innings against the Trojans, and the last 3 were blanked. As this first pitch by Monticelli to Davis is a strike, 0-1 count quickly to him. This will just be the 10th pitch of the inning so far for Monticelli. He throws one low in the turf for ball one, counts even a 1-1. Monticelli threw 17 pitches in the first inning. He's now just thrown 10, but he's collected 2 outs rather quickly. Monticelli's next pitch fouled off by Davis, and now all of a sudden the Trojans one strike away from getting back to the bottom of the second inning. Trojans lead 1-0 over Freedom Area. The team trying to get its third win in its last 5 games. Monticelli's 1-2 pitch is going to be sent on a dribbler to Gillen, who steps, makes the throw to first to Hartley. For the routine ground out, and in order they go down. 1-2-3. It's the Trojans who hold the Bulldogs to no runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base as we move to the bottom of the second inning here on the NFHS Sports Network, the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Chase Szymanski, Parker Gillen, and Ian Grotz will be the three due up for the Trojans in the bottom of the second inning.
Third baseman Chase Szymanski.
We'll now see Freedom try to see how they'll respond after allowing the one run scored in the top of the first. Cal still looking for their first hit as well. Despite the run, that run was scored off of Weston Monticelli, who was hit by the first pitch of the ballgame for the Trojans. We'll now see if Chase Szymanski can get things rolling for the Trojans as the starting third baseman comes up to bat. He'll take this first pitch outside for ball one. Szymanski this year batting .339. This is his 20th game. He has, in his 66 plate appearances, 21 RBIs as he grounds this
one. That was fair. That hit the bat.
It grounded right in front of him. It only dribbled about three steps. Szymanski didn't make an immediate break for the bag. He also, when he realized it, tripped over Tadeo's catcher's helmet, so he will be retired.
That is one you don't see every day.
That is an off-brand 2-1, or rather 2-3 ground out. You are correct, Brent. You do not see that one every day as Parker Gillen steps to the plate, the starting shortstop today. Gillen batting sub-300 at .296. It takes his first pitch from Drew Tararski for a strike. Gillen this year, he's able to notch 14 RBIs and 16 hits as he hits his second pitch foul for the 0-2 count. Drew Tararski walks his way back to the mound off of the foul pitch. Just inside. And it will be classified as a foul tip. It looked like it glanced off of Gillen's bat, but it was caught by Tadeo. So that will count as a foul tip strikeout. The first for Drew Tararski today. And now the Bulldogs have collected two outs on just the four pitches.
That's better.
As now Ian Grotz steps up to the plate for the Trojans. Grotz is here batting .258. This is only his 17th. Game he's appeared in this year. He has 5 RBIs in 8 hits to his stat line this year. First pitch Grotz sees is well outside the left portion of the zone for ball one. Grotz did not appear in the last game of the year against Chartiers Houston, as that pitch misses outside again, so two pitches to Grotz can result in a 2-0 count. As now Drew Tararski sends one home. That one finds its left corner portion of the zone for a strike. The count's down to 2-1, painting that left corner just enough to get the first strike of this at-bat. Drew Tararski, 2-1 pitch. That's another pitch that paints the left portion of the zone, freezing up Grotz on two consecutive pitches. Now it's an even 2-2 count. Drew Tararski with his 2-2 pitch sends one home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Drew Tararski strikes out the last two batters he sees to retire the Trojans in order. And we've played through two full innings for the Trojans in that innings. They had no run on, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We are going to move to the top of the third inning, where we'll see if Freedom Mary has some sort of response here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Welcome back in here to Peters Township, Pennsylvania, where it's the Trojans and the Bulldogs kicking off Class 2A playoff baseball. It's the Trojans up 1-0 on Freedom Area as Logan Meyer is the designated hitter for the Bulldogs, steps to the plate, and he's the ninth batter the Bulldogs will send up. And after this one, we will reset the batting order for Freedom Area as Meyer fouls this one off, and the count's now quickly to 0-2. Monticelli has retired four consecutive batters after that top of the first inning where he allowed three Bulldogs to get on base. No one, though, passed second base as Monticelli's 0-2 pitch comes home. Swing and a miss on Logan Meyer. That's his first strikeout of the afternoon. And now this brings up Nick Fessler, who's 0-1 today. Fessler lined out to Daniels in left field, who kicked off our ball game with a diving play to start. Fessler trying to get the offense going. The Freedom Area, through the first time through the order, only has one hit. The other two base runners reached on a walk and a fielder's choice. As Monticelli's first pitch right down Broadway for strike one. Freedom Area last year, 18-8 overall, 9-3 in the section, tied for first. They shared a section title with Shenango and Neshanic, two of the top teams in 2A, as Monticelli's second pitch misses outside on the right portion of the zone for ball one. Counts even on 1-1, and Monticelli works quickly. That one, though, paints the right corner of the zone and finds it. It's a 1-2 count. Monticelli now with the 1-2 count, working quickly from the stretch in the windup. This one high upstairs inside on Fessler. Counts even at 2-2. Nick Fessler this year, only a sophomore, but he was ranked as one of the six Bulldogs and one of the many players in 2A to watch, according to Trib Live this year. That pitch by Monticelli skips in the turf before it reaches home plate, so the count now runs full. Two consecutive balls by Monticelli allows Fessler to work with a full count. Payoff pitch from Monticelli comes home. This one takes three hops to get over to Szymanski, who throws quickly to get this stretch. The 5-3 ground out is complete, and now there's two outs again for Freedom Area. As Colton Blank will try to get Freedom Area rolling offensively. Blank in his first plate appearance was walked. He was gotten out by the double play attempt, which it got him out, but Mason O'Donnell was able to reach on a fielder's choice in the ensuing at bat. First pitch just missing above the zone for ball one. Monticelli is about to throw his 40th pitch here in the third inning. This one's going to be sent down the left field line. This one, though, takes a quick turn foul, so the count will be even at 1-1. Freedom Area, they've lost two of their last three, and they've only won two of their last five. Their last win coming on May 5th against Shenango. That was a section win for them, as another one sent a heaping line drive foul. So the count now to 1-2 on Blank. A lot of playoff baseball to talk about. A lot of games getting kicked off today here, Monday, May 11th. We'll be able to run you through those a little bit later in the broadcast. But now Monticelli has a 1-2 pitch. He's set to deal home. Just reaching to get any sort of contact on it was O'Donnell. That one sent into the netting behind him. So the count stays at 1-2. Monticelli in his 43rd pitch will look to get out number three on Freedom. Here it is. Swing and a miss. One low and away in the turf. That's Monticelli's second strikeout of his afternoon. And he puts down the Bulldogs in order for the second consecutive inning. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We're going to shift our way to the bottom of the third inning. California still leads Freedom 1-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Welcome back to Peterswood Park in Peters Township, Pennsylvania. It's the California Trojans still leading 1-0 over top of Freedom Area, the defending WPIL 2A champions. Owen Rechichar steps in now in the right-handed batter's box for the Trojans as he takes his first pitch by Drew Terarski for a ball. It's a 1-0 count to him. Rechichar and Abercrombie were the last two Trojans to bat before the lineup card is flipped over for California. It's a second ball. This one sweeps out towards the right portion of the zone for the 2-0 count.
What did I miss that last half inning?
1-2-3 inning once again. The second consecutive inning, California's put down the Bulldogs in order. This one finds its way over home plate for strike one. 2-1 count on Rechichar.
I was out fixing the center field camera for anyone tuning in on NFHS.
Appreciate your work. We have an amazing crew. Brick and Beaton, Scott Donnelly, our producer here today at Peterswood Park, presenting you one of two doubleheaders today. We have another game coming up at 6:30. This one leaving the classification of 2A is Hopewell and Wrangell to do battle here at this field at 6:30 tonight. But first we get through our game here as the 2-2 pitch misses well outside for ball three. It's a full count now on Rechichar. Rechichar, his last time out, was 0-for-4, so he's looking for his first hit in this fifth at-bat in the last two games. The payoff pitch takes for strike three, and that is the third consecutive strikeout for Drew Terarski. He's retired his last six batters in order, and now Landon Abercrombie, the designated hitter today, he's batting for Easton Daniels, the left fielder. We'll see if Drew Terarski can recollect himself after a rocky start. He hit Monticelli. Monticelli able to work around the base pads to score the game's only run thus far. As Abercrombie takes his first pitch. That one paints the inside corner for strike one. Abercrombie, his last time out, he went 0-for-3 as well. Another hitless Trojan as Abercrombie skies one out to shallow left center field. Three Bulldogs converge on it, and it's miscommunicated. It's going to bounce in front of Fessler, who ran about what looked to be 20 feet in near the infield. So it's a very high and towering single for Logan Abercrombie. And now Weston Monticelli comes up to the plate. In his first plate appearance today, he got hit by that pitch and scored the game's only run. He now has a base runner to work with in Abercrombie. That was also the Trojans' first hit of the ball game here in the bottom of the third inning. Abercrombie steps in for Drew Terarski's first pitch. That one misses upstairs for ball one. Drew Terarski checking along the base paths before sending this next pitch home to Monticelli. Another one misses upstairs and inside for ball two. It's a 2-0 count now. Here on Monticelli. The Trojans trying to carry a winning streak here into the 2A playoffs as Monticelli takes one low and away for ball three. So after retiring his last six batters, Drew Terarski allows Abercrombie to get the single, and now he has a 3-0 count in on Monticelli. Pitch comes home. Another one low and away, so two consecutive Trojans have worked their way onto the base pads with just one out. This ball brings up Caden Weston. Weston, his last time up, grounded out via the 5-3 persuasion. It also helped advance Monticelli at the time from second to third. As now he'll step in as the Trojans have a runner in scoring position and looking to do more damage with their 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Drew Dorarski steps, checks over at second, and he'll turn around to check again, and not really a pickoff, more just something to keep Abercrombie at second base. He has a good 3-4 step lead as Weston swings a one inside for strike one. 0-1 count to him. Weston now steps back in. Drew Dorarski checks at second. He winds and dines, sends one home. That one finds its way in the top right corner of the zone for strike two, and now it's an 0-2 count on Weston. Bulldogs looking for their second out of the inning. Try to thwart off the Trojans. Jodorowsky checks over at second base three times, and now he'll send this one home. That's a three-pitch strikeout on Caden Weston. Weston is the fourth Trojan to go down swinging for Drew Dorarski. And now this brings up Logan Hartley, first baseman today. He grounded out over to first base to Davis unassisted, but with that ground out, he was able to bring home the game's only run back in the first. Two on but two outs. Drew Dorarski set to send his first pitch home to Hartley. Now sends it home. Foul ball off Hartley on the inside corner. Strike one. Trojans this year finished second in Class 2A Section 1, only behind Fort Cherry. Fort Cherry in section games won 11-1 to California's 10-2 record. Fort Cherry also swept Cal this year. There's a chance these two teams could see each other later on. However, another checkup at second base over to Abercrombie is unsuccessful.
Yeah, winner of this game, Ethan, gets that number one seed in Fort Cherry.
Yes, they will play on the 18th, a week from today against Fort Cherry, a team that was predicted as the third-best team in 2A, according to Trib Live's preseason rankings. Hartley takes his second pitch of the at-bat, low and inside for ball one. And now Hartley steps back into the box with his 1-1 count.
You have Neshanic and Southside as well, the other two teams with the byes in this 2A bracket behind Fort Cherry.
Yeah, the four seed not receiving any bye here in the 2A bracket as Hartley takes one outside for ball two. It's a 2-1 count on him. Hartley working with the two outs again, has the two runners on of Abercrombie and Marticelli. Drew Dorarski checks it second and sends it home. That one just painting enough of the inside corner on the left-handed batter of Hartley, and now the count is even at two with two outs. Drew Dorarski and the Bulldogs one strike away from advancing one step closer to try to respond to the 1-0 lead of the Trojans. 2-2 pitch comes home. Skied foul quickly down the left field line. Count stays at 2-2. Again, the Trojans looking for their seventh WPIL 2A title, and this would be a good start here in their round one game against Freedom Areas. That one goes behind Hartley. It's misplaced by Tadeo, but no Trojan will advance. It all starts with Abercrombie at second. Took a little bit long before he went for the move for it. And since he couldn't move, Monticelli also didn't move off the close play off the backstop. So the count now runs full on Logan Hartley. Hartley with two outs and two runners on. Waits and stepping off is Drew Dorarski over again at Abercrombie, so we'll get ready to do this payoff pitch again. Payoff pitch home. Ball four, and now the bases are full of Trojans as Logan Hartley forces a second walk of the inning. And that'll bring up Eli Carpenter, the starting catcher for today, and something else for Carpenter. He's coming off a 3-for-3 game. He had three hits with an RBI and two runs his last time out against the Buccaneers of Chartiers Houston. So far today, he's 0-for-1. He grounded out to end the first inning his last time up. But now he has bases full of Trojans to work with as his first pitch from Drew Dorarski is upstairs for ball one. Carpenter this year, 21 RBIs. And in his 21 hits, four of them have been recorded as doubles. As that pitch glances off the top of the zone for strike one, it's now a 1-1 count on number one, Eli Carpenter. Carpenter back in the right-handed batter's box, stands, takes this 1-1 pitch. That one well inside for ball two. Judarowski's now thrown 55 pitches through 2 2/3 innings of work. So you've got to wonder what Freedom Area is going to have to adapt to here on the mound. There is a limit here in high school baseball. 100 pitches is all you get. As another pitch missing low and away. And now it's a hitter's count in favor of Eli Carpenter. Nowhere else to put him. The base pads are full. Abercrombie on third. Monticelli on second. Hartley on first. Drew Dorarski's 3-1 pitch is on its way. That one paints the right corner of the zone for strike two, and now it's a full count. So Eli Carpenter has some thinking to do here on this pitch. Full count, bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the third inning. Eli Carpenter stands in for Judarski's payoff pitch. It comes home for ball four. And we have our second run of the ball game walked in. It'll be an RBI for Eli Carpenter off the walk. Abercrombie now comes home for run number two. California leads 2-0. Chase Szymanski steps back up to the plate. He was up in the second inning. He had that awkward ground out to Tadeo his last time up, and now with the bases loaded, takes strike one. Crosses over the right third of portion of the zone. 0-1 count here for Szymanski. Coming into this inning, the Trojans hadn't had a single hit. This inning, they have one hit, but they forced three walks and gotten their second run of the ballgame as that pitch skits through the turf for ball one. It's in a 1-1 count.
There hasn't been too many hits in this ballgame, period.
No, there has only been the two hits so far through these two ball clubs. Rudarski sends one. This one's going to be drilled right back to him, and he'll waste no time, throw it home to Tadeo. And it is a 1-2 ground out to retire the side. California, though, again, able to tack on another run. It's a two-run lead for them just off the one hit. No errors, and the two runners left on base. We'll now move our way to the top of the fourth inning for Freedom Area, trying to find anything, any sign of life here offensively here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back here to Pierce Township, Pennsylvania. It's a 2-0 lead for the California Trojans over the Freedom Area Bulldogs as Monticelli steps back out in the bump for his fourth inning of work. First pitch misses inside on Mason O'Donnell. O'Donnell, in his first plate appearance, reached via the fielder's choice. However, never got past second base as he gets one foul down the left field line, 1-1 count. A lot of baseball to be played today and over the next 2 days, in fact, to kick off a WPIO playoff. Coming up later tonight, Riverview and Frazier, the 4 versus 13 seed matchup over in West Mifflin at 6:30 is another matchup to look forward to. And O'Donnell skies another pitch foul for the 1-2 count. 5-seeded Laurel takes on the 12-seeded Burkittstown at 6:30 at Burkitt Park. The winner of that will play Riverview versus Frazier.
And we have that Laurel-Burkittstown game here on the WJPA Sports Network as well, our partners up there.
Another shameless plug is Farina Mary gets its first hit of the game since the first inning, and it's thanks to Mason O'Donnell. That one lined over in between Grotz and Hartley, so the Bulldogs have a runner on. This will now bring up Zach Kuntz, who had the last hit for the Bulldogs back in the first inning. Kuntz now 1-for-1 today. Some other games to go on. Apollo Ridge, the 17th, takes on 10-seeded Shenango at 7 in Seneca Valley. And then rounding out the 2-way games today, Olsh and New Brighton. The 6-seeded Olsh versus the 11-seeded New Brighton at 4. That game started at 4 o'clock at Pullman Park. Winner of that game will take on Shadyside at May 18th next week. First pitch in on Kuntz, misses outside for ball one. Monticelli has to check over at first base. Hasn't had to do that the last two innings. He'll do another checkup of O'Donnell. Sends one home as this one skies up the middle, just about a foot off the second base pad. So the Bulldogs have two runners on with no outs, showing signs of life offensively for the first time since the first inning. And now Anthony Tadeo steps to the plate. His last ump, he fouled out over to Logan Hartley. Hartley made a very impressive catch over that right field fence that's parallel to their California dugout. So with two on and no outs, this one's going to get away to the, what would look to be the backstop. Rather, it was held down by Carpenter. Carpenter didn't know where it was, but he was able to stop the ball in front of home plate.
So it was just sitting there.
So no Bulldog will advance off of the errant mistake by Carpenter, and the 1-0 count now to Tadeo. Tadeo shows bunt, and he lays one down the right field line. Hartley grabs it, throws it over. So the sacrifice bunt is complete for Tadeo. That was the intended plan, and that'll help advance both Bulldogs into scoring position. So now it's O'Donnell at third, and Kuntz at second with just the one out. Now coming up to the plate will be the pitcher, Garrett Drew Tararski. His last ump, he lined out over to Szymanski at third base, and now trying to help his own causes. This one sent foul behind us for strike one.
I believe this is the furthest any Freedom runner has advanced all day over to third base, 90 feet away.
Yeah, no Bulldog has gotten past second base up until this inning here. Drew Tararski came in today with a 300 batting average, but now sits in a bit of a scuffle with an 0-2 count to him. Drew Tararski this year, if he were to get on base, provides as a threat to steal the bases. However, if he gets on, could cause some trouble for Freedom Areas. This one's fouled off again, so the count stays at 0-2. California trying to win its seventh title, but they haven't won a championship since 2019, trying to dance their way to EQT Park here in Washington County. Monticelli was set to wind and deal home, but it's a last-second time call by Drew Tararski at home plate. It's an 0-2 count with one out. There are two Bulldogs on base, and in fact, two of them are in scoring position. O'Donnell at third, Kuntz at second. Monticelli with the 0-2 count looks for his signal, and he's got it. 0-2 pitch sent high into this partly cloudy sky. Chasing in to make a play on it is Weston. Weston, really good work by him. He made the run in this shallow center field. Even if he were to...
little too shallow to try a tag, I think, there.
I agree. That's what I was going to get at, is I think it was still a little too close for O'Donnell to try to make a play and break it home for the plate. So Trojans can take a little bit of a sigh of relief as they're one out closer to retiring the side. However, there's still one more out to get, and Xavier Robbins comes up to the plate to try to bring home Freedom's first run of the ballgame, at least.
If that's later in the game, though, maybe you try something. Still, if you're still down 2-0 at that point.
A little bit more of aggressive tactics, but we're only in the fourth inning of a 7-inning ball game here in Peters Township, Peterswood Park. As this one's going to be sent on a two-hopper over to Szymanski, who throws it over to Hartley to retire the side. Bulldogs get their first two runners on base, but the team puts together three consecutive outs to retire that side. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base for Freedom Area. We'll move to the bottom of the fourth inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
It's Gillen, Grotz, and Rachichar set up for California here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Drew Tarski steps out for his fourth inning of work as him and Gillen have kicked off their second dance of the day with an 0-1 count. Gillen struck out his last time up. That was the first of four strikeouts for Drew Tarski here this afternoon as the second pitch finds his zone again for strike two. And now Gillen, in potential danger of getting struck out for a second time today. The 0-2 count comes home. That one upstairs for ball one. 1-2 count now. Freedom Area trying to put together its first win since early here in May. As Gillen goes down on strikes. He takes a hack at that one on the 1-2 count and is retired. That's the fifth strikeout of the game. And now Ian Grotz steps up to the plate. Grotz's last time up, struck out looking at three pitches. Grotz, not as much of experience as a lot of these other players here in the California starting line today. Grotz starting at second base today as he takes that first pitch outside in the left portion of the zone for ball one. Two teams that finished their regular season a lot differently, and it's helped get California to a good spot as they are the 8th seed here in this tournament, and the 16 teams that will be playing in Class 2A in the playoffs this year. As that pitch was bunted foul, so the count's even at 1-1 for Grotz.
Don't sleep on the 8 seeds. We saw an 8 seed Carmichael's reach the finals a couple years ago. I know it was 1A, but still.
That pitch missing, or rather connecting upstairs, it's a 1-2 count. Carmichael's, yeah, they also made it to the championship last year before losing to Sarah Catholic 9-0. As this 1-2 pitch is going to be bounced on a one-hopper over to Drew Tarski, who gets it over to Davis for a 1-3 ground out. And now the last two Trojans have been retired, and this brings up Owen Rachichar trying to extend the inning after the two quick outs.
You want to talk lower seeds? Hopewell a couple years ago was the number 14 seed over in 4A, and they won it all.
Yeah, the seeding doesn't really matter. It's all about, especially in Ebra, I think any sport, who's hot, who's working Bodhand, who's really systematically been putting things together. And right now on the stats and the schedule show you that is California as of right now, who holds a 2-0 lead over Freedom Areas. Rachichar takes a swing and a miss of that second pitch and is now down in an 0-2 hole. And now Drew Dorarski looking to retire the side in order, and he does just that. Strikes two of the three Trojans he sees out to put up his sixth strikeout of the afternoon. So there's no runs on, no hits, no errors, and no Trojans were left on base as Cal will carry its 2-0 lead into the top of the fifth inning here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Monticelli steps back out onto the bump for the Trojans here in the top of the fifth inning. He's held the Bulldogs scoreless with just three hits to show for it. And in between innings, head coach Dan O'Leary brought his team together, gave a little bit of a speech, get his team back up and going as his team has just three innings left to work with to try to show any sort of response to this 2-0 Trojan lead. Johnny Davis steps up to the plate for the Bulldogs, and he kicks off our top of the fifth inning by taking a strike from Monticelli. Monticelli's second pitch going to be fouled off on the inside portion by Johnny Davis. Head coach Dan O'Leary for the Bulldogs won the 2A Trib Live Coach of the Year award. In his 15th season with the Bulldogs, he was able to put together a really impressive campaign starting last year, as his team was able to finish third and share a section title just last year. And then they put together a very historic championship run, getting their first ever district title as they knocked off Neshanic, Laurel, and then Olsh in the Whipple championship game. Freedom Area also last year able to make their way to the state title game. Is this one's going to be lined over from Davis. He'll line it over to Grotz at second base, who turns it to Hartley for the first out of the inning. That is the first 4-3 ground out as well today for the Trojans. That is the first time Grotz has had to handle the ball. And now the designated hitter, Logan Meyer, and the number 9 batter comes up. His last time out, he was the first strikeout to Monticelli. Monticelli only has 2 strikeouts on his day. His defense has done a lot of the extra help for him, as this first pitch is swung on and missed by Meyer.
I gotta say, I'm impressed with your ability to quickly identify that was the first 4-3 ground out of the day. That means you must have A, quick tracking skills, B, good handwriting on your scorecard.
That's a ChatGPT answer if I've ever heard one, and a close play, but a nice one, retired by Hartley for the unassisted play. And you want to talk about first times, that's the first time California's also had an unassisted play over at third base. Logan Hartley doing that one. He did have the
over at first base,
but he hasn't had one in fair territory. So now Nick Fessler comes up here with 2 outs. He's 0 for 2 today. He's lined out and grounded out. Monticelli's first pitch on him paints that right corner of the zone for a strike. A very populated and popular day on a very nice 63-degree day here in Peters Township, Pennsylvania. Second pitch by Monticelli misses low and away for ball one. California fans are more close and in towards home plate, while the Freedom Area fans have occupied and set up camp out in left field behind the fence.
And the Ringgold bus just pulled in left center. That's next.
Yeah, Ringgold and Hopewell will do their dance at 6:30 after this ball game is... It's now a 1-2 count on Nick Fessler. Fessler trying to extend this fifth inning and not be retired 1-2-3 for the third time in five innings. Unfortunately, that's the case. That is strike three and strikeout number three for Monticelli. He puts down the Bulldogs in order. Freedom Area is running out of time to get any sort of offensive response. It will be the Trojans, though, coming up to try to add on to their already 2-0 lead through their five innings of work. We'll see if they have any response here in the bottom half of the inning on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Crombie kicks off our bottom of the fifth inning for the Trojans as he takes strike one from Drew Tarosky. It'll be Abercrombie, Monticelli, and Weston, the three due up for California, as Drew Tarosky is going to snag this one off the one hop and throws off the hustling Abercrombie at first base. Now this will bring up our second batter in as many pitches for Weston Monticelli. Monticelli still looking for his first at-bat of the day. In his two plate appearances, he's been hit by a pitch and he's forced a walk. And he also scored the game's first of two runs for California.
What stands is the go-ahead run.
As Monticelli slices this one foul over the high towering trees here at Peterswood Park in Peters Township.
That was an interesting first inning. You lead off with the hit by pitch. You advance to second on a pickoff attempt that was thrown away. You advance to third on a ground out and you score on a ground out.
Yeah, Monticelli has shown he's been able to execute on the mound and take advantage and read pitches well. I'm sure that's a helpful hand as he is the starting pitcher today for California, and he's thrown a shutout through five innings for himself as he takes his third pitch for strike two. It's now a 1-2 count. Drew Dorosky, 77 pitches thrown so far through with 4 1/3 innings of work for him. We'll see how Freddie Maria will combat that if he's able to get out of this inning quickly. Is this one on the one hopper? We'll have another 1-3 ground out as Monticelli's thrown out just in time. As Cal has been retired, it's now seven batters. Caden Weston will look to snap bat streak. The last time seven Trojans had been retired in order, they went on to tag their second run of the game back in the third inning. As Caden Weston will try to get that started, as Weston 0-2 today. He's grounded out via the fielder's choice in the first inning and struck out in the third. So here in the fifth, he'll try to get California its first hit of the inning as he sends it's another one foul. Counts even at 1-1. Freedom Area in innings that weren't innings 1 or 3 has worked really well so far against California. There's just two innings of allowing a few different pitches to get away from you, along with an error, a miscommunicated base hit. I've allowed California to get up 2-0. This is a very defensive ball game. California only has one hit to show for it, and Weston fouled that last pitch off, so it's a 1-2 count still. We have a total of 4 hits in this entire ball game between the two teams. Only one, again, for California. They've been able, again, just to take advantage of a few freedom hiccups to get their 2-0 lead. And Weston takes strike three. That's the 7th strikeout of the game for Drew Dorosky. So now California goes down in order there in the bottom of the 5th inning. And Freedom Area now has 6 outs to work with to try to, at the very least, extend the ballgame here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426.
Welcome back to Peter's Wood Park here in Peter's Township, Pennsylvania. It's California who's worked through five innings, holding together a 2-0 lead over the defending 2A champion, Freedom Area Bulldogs. Blank, O'Donnell, and Kuntz are up for the Bulldogs. O'Donnell and Kuntz were the last two batters to be able to get on base for Freedom Area as Monticelli takes his first grounder from Blank for himself, gets it over to Hartley, and gets out number one on the first pitch he throws. So now Mason O'Donnell comes up. O'Donnell 1-for-2 today. He got on the last time via a single, but he did reach on a fielder's choice his last time up, or his first time up.
Freedom suddenly down to, what is their last, five outs?
Five outs left for the champions. As that's a strike that glances off the right portion of the zone on O'Donnell. Freedom Area last year made it as far as the state championship game before losing, as this one's going to be sent on a curve out to right center field, and jogging to make the play is Raichachar. Only had to take about seven steps to get there, but he makes the running play to grab it. And in three pitches, already two outs for the Trojans, and now brings up Zach Kuntz. Kuntz is 2-for-2 today. He's the only Bulldog who can say he's done that. He has the two singles. He's also only gotten as far as second base, and that last time was in the fourth inning. Monticelli steps. He now will wind and deal home to Kuntz, who fouls his first pitch off for a strike. Kuntz is here batting .448, and if anyone who's started 18 or more games, that is the best batting average on the team. Freedom Area could use some of that batting average magic as Monticelli resets himself to deal home the 0-1 pitch. This one is going to skid in the turf of the left-handed batter's box, so the count will be even at 1-1. California looking to advance on a four-game winning streak. It's Freedom who's lost two of their last three and three of their last four. As Kuntz calls time at the last second. Again, Monticelli more of a faster-paced windup. He doesn't take as much time as we've seen from Drew Tarosky for the Bulldogs. Monticelli now steps back out under the rubber with his 1-1 pitch on its way home to Kuntz, who lets that one come home and misses outside for ball two. It's a 2-1 count now on Kuntz. The starting right fielder takes Monticelli's next pitch down the right field line, but this one quickly soaring foul and into the shrubbery down the right field line.
Last time we were here, I remember Jason Tennant was announcing, and there was a couple balls hit over there into those woods, and he was like, yeah, those ones are gone forever. And then the Peters Township players here were at the home of Peters Township. They'd go up in there, and they'd find them with ease.
Well, you know what's funny?
I'm not sure that one's getting found, though.
When we got here, California got into the dugout, and immediately a couple players automatically ventured into the woods, and one of the players announced he did find a ball as Kuntz is going to send one over to Szymanski, who isn't able to get a clean break on the ball and get it over in time, so it's going to be an infield single for Kuntz. So he's now 3-for-3 on his day.
Now batting the catcher, number 22,
and now
Anthony
the catcher, Tadeo. Anthony Tadeo, comes up to the plate and will look to continue to extend this sixth inning. He has only no outs to work with, or two outs here, as the first two batters were retired on three pitches. Monticelli's first pitch, though, on Tadeo is a strike. So now, for the first time in two innings, the Bulldogs have a base runner over on first base. Monticelli sends it home, and it's going to be Gillen who turns to second to get the force out over at second base. And that retires the side. So Freedom Area now only has three outs to work with to extend the game. But California is going to get a chance to push up in this 2-0 lead they have over Freedom Area here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Well, like me at Moe's Southwest Grill, this game is moving very quickly as
we bow it
to the bottom of the sixth inning as Freedom Area.
You can't just say that and expect... Okay, no, you know, never mind. I get it, though.
I went the other day for the first time in months, and it was the quesadilla was absolutely splendid. But
I love it.
It's California who holds the 2-0 lead over top of Freedom Area. Freedom's defense is going to try to put down the Trojans in order to be able to give themselves a chance to respond in their last time up. But Logan Hartley, Eli Carpenter, and Chase Szymanski will be the minimum that get a chance to extend this ball game. Logan Hartley so far today is 0 for 1. He is grounded out in the first inning and was walked back in the third. Hartley takes the first pitch outside on the left hash of the zone for ball one. Drew Dorarski steps out for his sixth inning of work. Drew Dorarski so far in the first and third innings is when California was able to get runs across as he takes ball. Hartley takes ball two now. Besides those two innings, it's been 1-2-3 baseball. Only one hit for the Trojans, and the California's only stranded two runners as Hartley sends one well foul off the left part of the field. Counts down to 2-1 on him. Hartley now steps back into the left-handed batter's box as Drew Dorarski sends his 86th pitch home. The check swing, did he go? Hartley, well, the appeal down the left field line, there wasn't one given, as they will reward it as it was a strike. He did go around. So it's now a 2-2 count on Logan Hartley, and Drew Dorarski looking for strikeout number 8 of his afternoon, and he misses that chance just off the left portion of the zone, not by much. And now it's a full count to Hartley.
Something to watch out for. He's only got 13 pitches left, up to 87.
Yeah, Drew Dorarski's due to those two innings, and including this walk as well, has put him in a bind where he's probably not going to be able to finish the ball game as Hartley forces the walk and will trot his way to first base for the second time in as many at bats. And now it's Eli Carpenter up to the plate, who's also 0 for 1 today. Carpenter grounded out his first time up. He did force the walk and bring home the game's second run. He was rewarded the free pass and an RBI in the process. Now Carpenter tries to advance Hartley over at first base as the first pitch inside at the knees on Eli Carpenter. Carpenter coming off a 4-for-4 performance just a couple days ago against Chartiers Houston in their season finale. Carpenter takes a healthy hack at this one, but takes a backspin foul, so the count is even now at 1-1. Again, a well-attended, gorgeous, lightly breezed day here in Peters Township, Pennsylvania, as another one's fouled off by Carpenter. So now the count went from 1-0 to 1-2 off the two foul balls. Drew Terarski set to try to get his eighth strikeout of the game despite the 2-0 deficit in the now 91, soon to be 92 pitches he's thrown today. This one lined up the middle. This will be grounded to blank. That'll be a 6-4-3. No, it will be outrun by Carpenter, so the 6-4-3 double play is not complete. Logan Hartley is retired at second base, but due to the fielder's choice, Carpenter gets to first safely. So just one out now for Freedom Area, as Drew Dorarski has only eight pitches to work with as Chase Szymanski steps up to the plate. As Szymanski's 0-for-2 today, he's grounded out twice. Szymanski takes a two-step lead and shimmies his way to a third as Drew Terarski checks over at first and now will be set to deal home to Szymanski. Looks to be a bunt and he pulls back in time, but that pitch looked just to be off from the right portion of the zone, but it was seen differently down below. 0-1 count on Szymanski to start. The first two Trojans made their way onto the base pads, however, Hartley was retired at second just moments ago as this pitch misses high and away for ball one. Counts even at 1-1, and Tadeo checks up at first to Davis to try to check on Carpenter, who gets back safely a step ahead of the throw. The 1-1 count is to Szymanski, who waits for this next pitch from Drew Terarski. Stallone's on its way home. Ball outside. Tadeo throws down to second. This one leaks into center field, and Carpenter's going to make a quick hustle for third base. The center field throw is on time, but it was misplayed by Robbins at third base. So the stolen base leads for Carpenter to get to third off of two errant throws by the Freedom defense. And now there's a runner just 90 feet away for California.
That one could be big for insurance purposes if they drive him in here.
Szymanski took the ball. It's a 2-1 count at home. Tadeo's throw was wide right of the second base bag. He got to the center field. The throw from Fessler to Robbins looked good, but it looked like Robbins just misplayed the ball. He kind of looked ahead at Carpenter instead of the ball at home. As this is a foul ball by Szymanski on the bunt attempt, so this now makes the count even at 2-2.
Assume we'll see the bunt signal pulled off here.
That would be the 2-2 pitch. I would say that's a safe assumption. Parker Gillen is the player on deck who's 0-for-2 today. I imagine that California will take off that bunt signal as it's Carpenter who now stands at third just 90 feet away. And that pitch paints the right portion of the zone for strike three, and that's the eighth strikeout of the day, and more importantly, it's out number two. So this will be, should be, theoretically the last batter that Drew Dorowski will see today.
97 pitches to begin this at-bat.
Parker Gillen, 0-for-2 today. He was the first and fifth strikeout today as he sees strike one.
He can cross over 100. It just has to be in this at-bat. Then he's done.
We'll see what Freedom Area does if forced to get there and have to put a new pitcher on the bump. As that pitch misses outside for a 1-1 count. And that was the 99th pitch, so this is guaranteed. This will be the last batter that Drew Terarski faces for Freedom Area. This pitch is going to skid about an inch in front of home plate, but it's going to be kept in front of the plate by Tadeo. He keeps it close enough where Carpenter won't make a run home. He retreats back to the third base bag, and that was the 100th pitch. So this, we'll see what Freedom Area does here. Is if Drew Terarski is not able to retire Gillen here, who does have a runner at third base to work with the two outs. This pitch leaks back to the backstop, and Tadeo didn't know where the ball was. So Carpenter with the head first slide collects run number three. California now leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And just to note, California still only has one hit recorded. Just three mistakes have led to a 3-0 ball game that the Trojans have taken advantage of, and that falls right in line with the category of what you need to do to win baseball games, folks. As this pitch is going to be sent on a three hopper to Blank. Blank turns it over to Davis to officially retire the side on a 6-3 ground out. Trojans able to tack on one more run of insurance. Still no hits for them in that inning. There was no errors, though, by Freedom Area, and no runners left on base. It's time to play Renegade if you're a Freedom Area Bulldog, as they got three outs to work with. Heading to the top of the seventh inning, it's 3-0 Cal here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and NFHS network. This broadcast is intended exclusively the benefit for our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without expressed written consent of the WPIL and the NFHS network and WJPA radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA radio. All rights reserved. Copyrights 2026. It's time to get your towels in the air and inspire these Bulldogs, as Drew Dorowski, Robbins, and Davis will be the three up to try to spark a sort of resurgence, as the Bulldogs are down 3-0 here in the top of the seventh inning with just three outs to give. Monticelli and his 77 pitches come up here in the seventh inning to work quickly, as this first pitch blown away for ball one. It's Garrett Drew Dorowski up to the plate for the Bulldogs. He's 0 for 2 today with a lineout and a flyout so far. Drew Dorowski tries to add to his own cost as he fouls this second pitch off for strike one. It's now an even 1-1 count. None of the three batters due up in this inning have recorded a hit today. Freedom Area only has three hits on its day. Is this one sent down left field line? That's a base hit for Drew Dorowski. He's going to round first and head with a steam to second. Daniels holds it down in foul territory and gets it in. So it's a leadoff double for Garrett Drew Dorowski for the Bulldogs. Is the first double of the day by either team. And now it's going to be Xavier Robbins to try to keep the party going.
First extra base hit today by either team.
That is correct. As Drew Dorowski adds to his cause, and Xavier Robbins will be looked to follow, as who's also 0 for 2 today. He flew out in the second and grounded out in the fourth. Robbins takes this first pitch for a ball. 1-0 count now. Monticelli has a sub-3 ERA coming into today, and he's also 4-0. So really good work for the Trojans thus this season. He'll be looked to close out again. Another pitch missed upstairs for ball two. It's a 2-0 count on Robbins. And Monticelli in his quick tempo working quickly. It's he'll take a quick turn back at second. It wasn't really a large lead for Drew Dorowski. Robbins now takes his second pitch and fouls one back, so the count now becomes 2-1. Freedom Area dugout begins to vocalize itself. It gets a little bit louder, especially in a time of need. 2-1 count to Robbins. Comes home in this one. Another off-speed pitch low and away for ball three. It's now a hitter's count in favor of Robbins. On deck here is Johnny Davis. Davis 0 for 2 today. He's grounded out twice, but Robbins, he'll send this one down the left field line foul. First hop was in fair territory. Second hop was in foul territory. Now it's a full count in on Robbins. Be interested to see if Robbins has the green light. I would assume as such he would. As Monticelli in his 86th pitch are set to come home. No outs with a runner on second base. Robbins takes this one. He lines this one out to center field. Weston had to backtrack for it. Now tagging from going from second to third is Drew Dorosky, who slides in head first safely. So that flyout will be the first of three outs recorded for Cal, but now Freedom Area has his first run just 90 feet away, and Johnny Davis steps up to the plate again, 0 for 2 as the aforementioned two groundouts. Davis tasked with trying to get Freedom Area's first run today. Freedom Area, the defending 2A champions, already put up against the ropes here in this round one baseball game as Davis sends one out to deep right field to Raichachar, who makes the grab on it. He'll throw it in. No real throw at the plate. Cal concedes the run. So Freedom Area will not go down without a say as they record their first run of the game in the top of the seventh. Problem is they only have one out left to give as Johnny Davis flew a sack fly out to right field to get Freedom its first run of the game. And now Logan Meyer, the designated hitter, potentially the last batter of Freedom Area's season, as he's going to send one on a one-hopper to Hartley, who misplayed it. Allows it to leak out into right field. That will be ruled as an E3. So Cal's first error of the game comes on what could have been the last out of the ball game, and now it slips over the lineup card to Nick Fessler. Fessler 0 for 3 today with two groundouts and a strikeout.
88 pitches up on the board.
Yeah, Monticelli now came into the inning with low 70s in pitches. He's now nearing 90. We'll see if Freedom Area forces him to get off the mound, but Monticelli has some space to work with as this first pitch to Fessler goes inside for ball one. Fessler has a runner on first base in Logan Meyer. Problem is there are two outs. As the second consecutive pitch is going to miss down low for ball two. It's a 2-0 count now on Fessler. And if Freedom Area is able to get Mason O'Donnell and Zach Coons up to the plate, that could cause a bit of problems for California. As Fessler fouls this pitch off for a strike, so the count now to 2-1. Freedom Area would have to send up and get on Nick Fessler and Colton Bank to get to O'Donnell and Coons. As Monticelli throws over to first to pick off Logan Meyer, who got back safely with his right foot on first base. Monticelli now turns his focus at home to deal home the 2-1 pitch. This one misses again, skidding into the turf. And now another hitter's count in favor of Fessler. And all of a sudden, Monticelli just has 8 pitches left to give before he reaches his pitch rule. He's at 92, now 93 pitches as this pitch walks its way down Broadway, and now it's a full count. So this is as storybook as it gets for Nick Fessler. Full count, 2 outs, 1 runner on. This one set on a high charge out to left field. Daniels camps underneath it. And the Trojans have dethroned the Bulldogs. And they will win this ballgame 3-1. And we will have a guaranteed new champion of Whipple Classification 2A Baseball as the Trojans reign and celebrate with jumps and hugs. And now the Bulldogs collect ready for their gentleman's agreement and their handshake line as we will transition our way into our post-game show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Welcome back into Peters Township, Pennsylvania, where the California Trojans have just dethroned the Bulldogs, winning 3-1 in an offensive game that didn't exist. The Trojans only had one hit through their seven innings of work. Freedom Area only had three in response. In a bit of a sports recap for you, Weston Monticelli was the first run scored back in the first inning. He reached via being hit by a pitch. He was then able to advance to second off an error, and then through a couple of ground outs, moved his way home. That was the first run. We then saw our second run of the game scored in the third inning whenever the Trojans were able to work the bases loaded. Eli Carpenter forced a walk. He then brought home Landon Abercrombie to bring home the second run of the game. And then finally, for insurance, Eli Carpenter was able to score off of a ground out for himself and able to come home. An errant throw, a wild pitch thrown into the backstop, scored the third run. Freedom Area was able to tack on a run in the seventh inning. It was Garrett Jutarowski who was able to round third and come home for Freedom Area's only run of the game off of a sack fly from Johnny Davis. But that will be all she wrote. Just a few mistakes here by Freedom Area allowed California to win this one 3-1. It's now time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
It's now time to recognize our player of the game again, brought to you by Washington County College Center. And if you were paying attention, you would have a good feeling that you know I'd be going with Weston Monticelli, the starting pitcher today for Cal, who went out there and threw himself a gem, threw under 100 pitches, was able to hold Freedom Area just to one run on the three hits for himself. Only had three strikeouts, but his defense behind him, really good work to help get him out of any sort of jam he presented himself in. And that will round out our broadcast today. Again, let's thank our sponsors. From Valley View Farm, a premier wedding event and venue, visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. For the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, we're proud to support students and families throughout the area. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington Greene County Chapter Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreene.org. By the Camera Bartola for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And then the Washington County College Center, operated by the Communications of College of Beaver County. Again, that'll wrap up our ball game, kicking off our 2A Whipple playoff run, as we now will transition later on tonight for some 3A matchup between Hopewell and Ringel. 4A matchup, rather, by Hopewell and Ringel. Breck and Vita will be on the call for you there. Speaking of Breck and Vita, my cameraman, along with producer Scott Donnelly, our resilient crew today, I'm Ethan Spazarski signing off, folks, saying so long. We hope to see you in just about an hour's time here at Peters Township. Again, California dethrones Freedom Area 3-1.